Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 59th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 43 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 13, go ahead and take your brother. And then verse number 14, may God Almighty, El Shaddai, would be the Hebrew word for God Almighty, have mercy and overrule the heart of the man and return both Benjamin and Simeon. Then he makes a statement, if not well, if I'm bereaved, I'm bereaved. The word bereaved means made childless. If God doesn't show mercy upon me, because he's already lost in his mind Joseph, well, if the Lord doesn't have mercy on me, I guess I'm going to lose Simeon, and I'm going to lose Benjamin, and I may even lose y'all. Because you go to Egypt and the man doesn't accept this, so I've lost everything. That's what the word bereaved means. I may be childless. But he come to that again, we're talking about the trusting in God. That's why I think he's named Israel here and not Jacob, because he's trusting God. Much like Job said, when Job's wife came and told Job, you need to curse God and die. They lost their children, remember, and lost their monies and all this. And when Job's wife told him to curse God and die, he said, you speak like a foolish woman. Then he said this, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is where Israel, Jacob was. I'm trusting you, God, have mercy. In this verse, have mercy. But if I'm bereaved, if I'm childless, I am so bereaved. I'm childless. I just trust you, Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Now, verse number 15. And the men took, speaking of the brothers, that the presents, took those presents, and they doubled their money in their hand and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. Now it really gets interesting. Let me just read to verse number 23, then we'll come back. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of the house, bring these men home and slay and make ready. He's talking about slay an animal. For these men shall dine with me at noon. They're going to eat lunch with me. Okay, eat dinner. By the way, you can look all through Scripture. It's true, and it's true, even through Scripture, that lunchtime is dinner and evening is supper. Now, I know that's a Southern thing, but when you come to my house at 5 or 6 o'clock, we're eating supper. Now, I can show you in Scripture, come and sup with me. That's a whole other thing. But normally lunch, dinner is noontime, and that's what I mean. Come and dine with me, make ready to eat at noon. They're going to have dinner. They have supper in the evening. Now, that's not verbally inspired. That's my opinion, okay? All right. Verse 17, and the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. This would be the steward. And the men were afraid because they were brought unto Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks, the first time are we brought in, that he may seek an occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house. And they were in communion with him at the door of the house. And I love this. And they said, oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass that when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks. And behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack. And our money is in full weight. And we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we besought in our hands to buy food. Remember, double the money. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he, speaking the steward, said, peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. There's so much in these few verses. And let me just quickly run out of time. What we can glean from these verses. Joseph invites the brothers to dinner. And we see in verse number 18, the brothers were afraid, and I guess so. They're afraid. They were afraid. We read that the brothers were afraid that Joseph was just going to basically fatten them up for the slaughter. Kind of like your one last meal before your execution. I guess they do that in the prison in Stark where they do the electric chair somewhere. Where is it? Rayford. I don't know. Wherever it is. Where is it, Jeff? Rayford. Okay, he's our policeman, so I'm going to go with him. All right, anyway, that you get one last meal. You hear all these guys get their ice cream and whatever, big fat steaks and all before their one last meal. And this is what the brothers thought. This is our last meal before execution. He's bringing us in here. And obviously they were afraid. And as they went to the house, the steward came out and greeted them. And the brothers tried to explain to the steward about the money. And notice in verse number 23. The steward replied, "Peace be unto you and fear not." Don't worry about it. You have nothing to fear. Now notice this Egyptian, he's an Egyptian. He's not a Hebrew. He's a steward, a slave, if you will, of Joseph. He uses these words, "Your God and the God of your father." Isn't that interesting? He didn't say your gods. The Egyptians served many gods, G-O-D-S. But he said, "Your God and the God of your fathers." How did that steward know about their God, Jehovah, and the God of their fathers? Where would he have got that information? Who said Joseph? Joseph. Obviously, while Joseph is in his household, Joseph is telling these people about God and how God had delivered him. And I imagine the testimony that Joseph has told them about the coat of many colors and how God had directed his life through the pit and then the prison. Now he's in the palace and he's in charge. God did this. And I can just... the people were probably enthralled, enraptured with the story, and I believe they believed God. Well, anyway. And then I like this. He brought Simeon out, and I have it in little quotation marks or little. I wonder if that was a happy family reunion or not. I'm on both sides of this. It just said he brought Simeon out. Remember, Simeon's been in prison for a while, and I'm sure he wasn't treated. Well, I don't know. I ain't going to put my supposition. But when he got out of prison, I wonder if it was a happy family reunion. I wonder if Simeon said, "What took you so long?" Or if he was just so overjoyed. I don't know. You just have to make your own. I imagine there was mixed emotions about this thing, about him being released. "You kept me here all this time," and you know, he not going to know what's going on. But anyway, the steward brought Simeon to the brothers, and it was a reunion, but they're going to have a better family reunion in just a minute, because look in verse number 24. And the man brought the men unto Jacob, Joseph's house, and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and gave their asses provender, which is just fed the animals. And they made ready the present against Joseph came at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the presents which was in their hand. Remember the nuts, the almonds, all these things, the honey. And bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, "Is your father well? Is the old man of whom you spake, is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. This is the third time that we find that they bowed to Joseph.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m., May 30th, to hear 11th Hour live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday evening, May 30th at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.